I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Remember that? When he told me, he said, yeah, thanks. No. He was like, I was like, why don't you use my boy? He goes, yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. No. And I was like, okay, I got no. You. No. So do you think, it's feasible that you can win a game where your 7-footer, A, has one rebound, or B, when you have 3 7-footers that have no blocks? So in other words, it's like they're not playing defense. They're definitely not working on the glass. I'll give you Howard worked on the glass tonight. You cannot deny Dwight Howard worked on the glass. He had 11 rebounds. But remember, he had 10 rebounds in the first half. So, or maybe even all 11. I don't even know. All I know is at one point it was 10. And I told you he had a double-double at the half or whatever. So he had either 10 or 11. So he never had another one. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
And what's the deal with Davis? He went down and he grabbed his left ankle. How bad did he crank the ankle?
It looked like it was pretty bad, but he came back in the game, it looks like. He's still in the game.
He's got 32. He's 10 of 15 from the floor, 11 of 12 from the line. And LeBron's at the line. I think he just shot from the line. He's like 6 of 10 from the line. It's 99-96. It's a three-point game with 5:46 left. Very leery now of the six-point spread that the Lakers were laying, right? Are you leery of that number, Carver High? And do you think now it's a 4-point lead? Do you think they'll cover the number? It's very sketchy right now.
I do not think the Lakers are going to cover the original number. No, I do not. I think that this is going to be a less than a 6-point game.
Now here's LeBron again complaining. Look, it's every call. It's every call. Look at every call. And Frank Vogel's freaking out on the ref. Did you think that was a foul? I didn't.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So Carver High, what did you think of the Dolphins who are lining up for a field goal right about now? 31-13 with 3:50 left and counting. This game in a timeout now, it's over, and the Dolphins are going to win their first game. What did you think of the job Fitzmagic did tonight against the Jags in Jacksonville? And, of course, you know, on Coast to Coast today, I was on the Dolphins to win on the money line and getting three.
Yeah, nice job by them. Look, Jacksonville had played very well the first 2 weeks of the season, beating Indianapolis, playing Tennessee all the way to the end. But you do knew that they are one of the two or three worst teams in the NFL. Like, eventually, they were going to have a week like this, where all that talent just isn't going to be able to get it done. And Minshew did not look good, but the Dolphins also were due to play a lot better. They were coming off a game where they just lost to the Bills. And I said this to you earlier, this is one of these moments where everybody wants Tua in, right? And this is the kind of performance from Fitzpatrick that buys him like another 2 or 3 weeks, you know? Like, if he would have came out tonight and played really poorly, with the little extra time after a Thursday night game, people would have been screaming for Tua to play the next game. But now Fitz plays well tonight. They get a win. It gives Flores 2 or 3 more weeks before he has to make that Tua decision that you know he's going to have to at some point.
So the Lakers just stripped the ball from Millsap, who's injured. He's down at the other end trying to defend Davis. LeBron had just gone down and bricked on a shot from the free throw line, all front iron. And now they have the ball trying to get to the bucket. And they're up by 4 right now. But the Nuggets are going to get a timeout. I think they stole the ball but called a timeout. So there's no call there at all. I think it's Denver's ball down 4 with just literally under 4 minutes to go in the game. It's unbelievable to me how he could have 32, Davis, and shoot the way he has shot in this game, to be honest with you, 10 of 15 from the floor and hit a 3. I saw him hit the 3 and 3 rebounds, 3 dimes, 32 points. And LeBron's got 29-8, which would be, you know, just shy of a triple double. And they're only up 4. Is that not amazing to you at all? Carver High, I mean, at the very least, I think it's the fact that Howard had 12 and 11 and Kuzma had 10. Kuzma had 10 at the half. He never scored again. So. Nope. The bottom line is they've got nobody producing at all. Nobody at all. I guess Caldwell Pope has 13. So the bottom line is they don't have anybody producing at all. Like your boy Green, again, 1 of 6 from the floor, 3 points. And then Caruso, everybody's hero. He's got 3 points. He's 1 of 4. How many times have I told you on this show? Seriously, just can you count them that I told you Green and Caruso at the end of the day suck?
A lot. You have said it a lot, that's for sure. They are not good.
I mean they do, like, and then they'll have a good game and everybody talks about he's the heart and soul of the team. He's the heart and soul of nothing. That is the he's a fan favorite. What jersey are you wearing to the park with the dog? Are you gonna wear the LeBron James or are you gonna wear the Alex Caruso? I mean, there's only two guys on the whole team to begin with, LeBron and AD. That's it. Boom. So the fact that they have 32 and 20 and they can't win is amazing to me. Now you get LeBron right there with a bucket going in. Nobody can touch him. No one can stop him. He's a freight train. They're up 6 again with 3.5 to go. I mean, you give it to one or the other and that's it. And get out of their way right now with 3.5 left in this game. Just give it to LeBron, give it to Davis and let him go. And everyone else get out of the way. Like when I play in the hood on weekends, they just say to me, because I'm like a corner dagger 3, wing 3, or a low block guy and stuff around the rim. And they say to me all the time when it's a really close game or whatever, you know, point game, whatever, and then you get that great lightning point guard or that big that can finish a game every time with one shot. And they say the same thing to me every time. Get out of the way. Just get out of the way. Move, go to the corner, and we know you can dagger from there. Just stay there, and if I need you, I'm going to kick it to you, and you shoot it. Other than that, get out of my way. And then that guy either finishes, or you hit the shot, or you shut your mouth, or you get your teeth knocked out. So it's the same way in this game. Right now, it's give LeBron the ball and get out of his way. Everyone get out of the way. The rest of these hacks, get out of the way and give him the ball. What are you doing? Now, Davis can touch it or LeBron, nobody else. There's your offense. Know it. I know they swing it with Morris and all this other nonsense. AD just turned the ball over. They gave him the ball, and he literally let it roll off his hands out of bounds. And you know what? You just can't have it. You just can't have it with a superstar player. With 3 minutes left in a game, you're up three, and you hand the ball off to his mitt inside on the wing, and the guy literally throws it out of bounds with his own hands. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? Like, what? I can't trust you to throw the ball to, big fella, with your big-ass mitt? And then there's Rondo shooting and hitting a shot, which is the last guy I went shooting. Last guy I went shooting. I know he hit it. He hit 2 of 10, believe me. So I give it to LeBron and let him go to the rack and get fouled and go to the line. And then at the very least, they're getting a rest for the other end when you got to chase Murray and Jokic around, right? Instead of just keep going and keep going and try to end the game that way. Give him a breather. Give LeBron a rack. Let him go attack it. Let him get fouled and go to the line. They're up 5 now. Tell me this Vegas number isn't just hovering on that 6. It's just so crazy. Pope bricks. But your boy AD gets the rip. So I guess he could hold on to the ball that time. What's that? He finally got a rebound. First rebound I saw him get. There's your foul on LeBron. And both teams are in the bonus. So he's going to the line with 2 minutes left. So we've already made money on the Dolphins tonight. I do want to get into baseball at the very least and the end of this basketball game. I want to at least talk about, because Carver High's got all the skinny, it's very important, of who's making the playoffs. So here's the update. Dodgers up 2-0 on the A's, top of the 6th. Marlins lead the Braves 4-0, middle of the 7th in Atlanta. Royals 8-7 over the Tigers, bottom 8. And they got a runner at third, 2 outs, the Royals. Astros up on the Rangers, 12-4. It didn't go well for Lance Lynn tonight. Cardinals 4-1 on the Brewers. Bottom 7, they got runners on second and third, 2 outs. Pirates beat the Cubs today, 7-0. Jays beat the Yankees again. I hit that, 4-1. Orioles 13-1 over the Red Sox. I'm surprised the Red Sox have been playing a little bit better lately, and then you lose to the Orioles that way. It's embarrassing. Rockies came back. You knew it. It was up 3-0. The Giants were up in that game, and they lost 5-4 in 11 innings. I saw them. It was 3-1, 3-2, and I knew they were going to blow that game. I was on Coast to Coast, and I was watching, and it was a day game at Oracle, and I could just smell it coming. Mets beat the Nationals, 3-2. I hit that game. Indians, I hit again over the White Sox, 5-4. But Lance Lynn tonight gave up 9 earned runs in 5 2/3. Nice job, Lance. Nice job. You had a great season until tonight when you gave up the eggs. I mean, really. He just really gave up the stinky eggs. 9 earned runs. Jesus. Just wrap it up. Wrap it up, my love. Wrap it up. Anyway, 109-102, a minute and a half left. Carver, how do you have the updated standings for the playoffs?
I do, but we really have to wait because we have the two games that are going on tonight that actually matter to the standings are the Marlin game, which is almost right. over, and the They're Cardinal winning. Game, the Cardinal They're Brewer winning. Game. So those are the two games. Now, if the Marlins win that, they will be a full game ahead of the Phillies for second place in the NL East with 3 games to play this weekend, of course. Cardinals a little trickier because they still have 4 left with the Brewers this weekend, doubleheader tomorrow, and then potentially, if they need it, 2 on Monday with the Tigers. But the Cardinals, if they win tonight, Scotty, they're going to be in good shape because they're going to be 2 games over 500. They'll actually have that lead on the Reds there for second in the Central. So they're in good shape right now.
All right. So I see your boy JoJo Embiid, his wife had a baby tonight. Very exciting. Son for JoJo Embiid. Hope he's a 7-footer.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So every team in college football is going to be eligible for a bowl game, even if they finish under 500. That's the plan anyway. The Oversight Committee recommends a bowl game start December 1st and that everybody gets to play, or they're eligible. If you get selected to play in a bowl game, go have at it. Doesn't matter.
Wait a second.
You heard me.
December 1st. I mean, all of these conferences are playing until December 19th now. I mean, all of them are. Big Ten title game, Pac-12 title, all these. Who's playing in a bowl game on December 1st? Who's going to play in that game?
They've waived the requirement that you have to have so many wins. And they have to wait, must approve the recommendation for it to go into effect, that it meets on October 13th and 14th. It's easier for bowl games to fill all the slots in a season that may seem like teams will play double-digit games and others only a handful. The Pac-12 announced today they're going to start November 6th. All Power 5 conferences are going to play this fall. They'll be eligible. You know, the college football playoff, they'll announce that, the four that make it December 20th. But it sounds to me like they're just going to have, I have no idea, but that's exactly what I'm hearing about, is that everyone would be eligible. But all that, they could start as soon as December 1st. I agree with you. I don't buy it, whatever, that it'd start that early. But I do buy it that they're going to let anybody be eligible. They could pick whoever they want to be in their bowl games. 111-106 is Rondo misses the free throw with 31 seconds left. So you can't hit your free throws. You can't cover for Uncle Futrelli. Nice job. I told you the guy can't shoot. When that guy shoots, I cringe. You think I'm kidding? Anyway, do you have the like the updated? I just want to know, like, if anything's changed. I'll look at it right now. In terms of those baseball games, you told me the ones that you needed were Brewers. They're down 4-1 to the Cardinals in the eighth, and the Marlins are up 4-0 on the Braves in the seventh.
Those are the two games of substance right now. In terms
of significance.
Yes, in the NL playoff race, those are the ones. The Giants have already lost today. Everybody else that was in the mix, the Phillies were off today. Reds were off today, so... then we start the final weekend here tomorrow. Everybody will be in action. Doubleheader for the Brewers, doubleheader for the Giants. So
UAB blew out South Alabama tonight in college football 42-10. The final score was 31-13 with the Dolphins winning their first game. And right now, like I said, 112-106. He hit the second free throw. They're up six with 30 seconds left. The number was six. I don't know what it closed at. Do you remember what it closed at on Coast to Coast? Was it 6.5?
6.5 was where it was at on FanDuel at that time.
I got it at 6. So I'm not feeling good about it unless they get a rebound and get fouled. And I mean, twice.
Yeah, there's still some time for anything to happen here on both sides of the number.
There definitely is. So
I did bang a parlay tonight in the Dolphin game. One of those great FanDuel, and FanDuel does an outstanding job with this. The same game parlay I hit tonight. I had a Gesicki touchdown, which hit. Miles Gaskin over 17.5 receiving yards, and the alternate spread I had the Dolphins plus 10.5. So I had those three together in a parlay, was plus 471. And that's a winner tonight. So feel good about that. I hit a couple other props as well. I had Parker over 4.5 catches. Hit another prop too. I forget which the other one was. Somebody with the Jags, but I know Conley I missed by 2 yards, the wide receiver for the Jags. The guy dropped about 15 balls tonight, so nice job by him.
So how about the Blue Jays made the playoffs tonight?
They did. Your favorite team. The Blue Jays are now not saying that the Yankees can blow this. The Blue Jays are now 2 games back of the Yankees for that second place slot in the AL East. Now there's only 3 games left. But the Blue Jays, maybe the Marlins are going to go into Yankee Stadium this weekend and take a couple games from them, right?
No, they're not.
You never know. You never know. Hey, you never know the way they and I have. And here's what's bothered me about the Yankees all year, and we've talked about this a lot. They whine about so much stuff. Like last weekend, the last time they were in Buffalo, it was about the sight lines. I forget what they were complaining about. The lights. That was the lights in Buffalo. A couple, like early in the season, they complained about something else. Remember them making the noise outside the stadium in Philadelphia? Remember?
Yeah.
There was like 3 or 4 people outside the gate, and that was too loud for them. And the announcers, remember they complained about the announcers were too loud in one stadium, too?
Hear the announcer.
Like you hear all this stuff, and then I saw somebody mention today that it looked like the Yankees just absolutely looked like they didn't want to be anywhere near Buffalo the last 2 days. Like they were all sitting in the seats, like with these ridiculous, frowns on their faces. Like, just honestly, I'll tell you this. They have complained and bellyached a lot over these 60 games. They better show up next week, no matter who they're playing. I don't care if they're in Minnesota, Chicago against the White Sox, whatever it's going to be. And they better turn it on, because they've really sleptwalked through the 60 games. They absolutely have.
So you think that they can flip a switch? And do you think they'll replace Sanchez as a catcher with your boy Shiggy with it?
I can't say that anybody's flipping a switch, because what's the problem every year? Everybody complains about the Yankee pitching every year when it gets to the postseason time. But guess what's happened the last 3 years? The pitching shows up. The pitching shows up every year in the playoffs. They don't hit when they get there. They don't get big hits. So I fully expect Cole to show up next week and pitch well. I fully expect Tanaka to show up next week, because when he gets in postseason games, he's a different guy too. He raises his game, Tanaka. He's excellent in the postseason. I expect him to get the good pitching performance. What I need to see is I need to see Stanton get a big hit. I need to see Judge get it. Now, Judge has had hits in the postseason the last 3 years, but they never get the big hit. They just never do. LeMahieu last year got the big hit, and then they, obviously lost in the bottom of the ninth in Houston, but he had the huge hit in the top of the ninth to keep the season going last year.
So how about for 20 years in a row, there's going to be a new champion in baseball. It's crazy, but when you think about it, it really is. So like the last 4 have been Cubs, Astros, Red Sox, Washington. If you go back, no back-to-backs. I told you on the show on Coast to Coast and for all events, St. Louis always gets it done. They got it in, I think 06 and 2011. Boston won it 07 and 13. And then after that, the Giants won their 3, if you remember, in 10, 12, and 14. And then, as I mentioned, the last time, I guess, the Nats already won it last year. They're out.
Last back to back
was 09.
Yeah, well, the Yankees were the last back-to-backs, right? 98, 99, and 2000.
That's
was the last
then,
back-to-backs.
But they were going for it in 2001, too, when Arizona beat them.
Sure were.
That would have been 4 in a row?
Yes, and 4 in a row and 5 out of 6, because they won in 96. So they won 4 out of 5, because they won 96. They did not win in 97, and then won the 3 in a row.
21 seconds left. Davis at the line. Lakers 113-108. It's crazy.
It's right on the number.
It's killing me. It's on the number right now. I need him to get a rebound and get fouled right now, worse than anything. And there's your miss, and there's your rebound. Now get the foul. Are they going to let him go out? They're not going to foul him? They're not going to foul him. It's going to end on the number, a push. It's going to push. There you go. Lakers win by 6. Push. At least I hit the money line, right? And push the spread. 114-108. And Denver's walking off like somebody just stole their dog. They now, honestly, they now know it's over. They're down there. Look at your boy LeBron's got a scowl on his face. Like he just did like the dirty work. Got it done. 114-108. That's it. You're up 3-1. They're going to win it 4-1.
And they're going to sell you. Of course, Denver's going to sell you. Well, you know, we've done this twice already. They've won the last two series when they were down 3-1. They're not going to win this one, too.
Yeah, good luck with that. You know that's not happening. Right? That is just not happening. So they get it done, and then the bottom line is, when you look at this 114-106 or 108, so at the end of the day, Davis had 34 and LeBron had 26. So the double-double from Howard, he had a huge first half on the glass, and the Lakers are up 3-1 in the series, and the Heat are up 3-1 in the series. It's looking more and more like it really is Miami and the Lakers. Carver, how do you give them any chance at all of beating the Lakers? Bam, Hero, Dragon.
Give him a chance. Oh, yeah, I give him a chance. I'll be betting on him. I'll bet him for the series. I've already got a ticket on him to win the championship. I may double the meat and go at it again for whatever series. I'll take a look what the series price is against the Lakers, but I think they could absolutely beat the Lakers.
You think you'll be rooting for the Heat?
Oh, do I think I'll be rooting for the Heat? Yeah, you could say that.
Do you think the Jets will trade Liney?
I think that they will. Yeah, I've seen a lot about that. I think that they are. They're looking to make a little bit of a shakeup up there. I think that they'll trade him.
Who do you think would want him? Like, can you imagine if they put that guy on the Rangers when they already have what they have?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go there.
What about your team?
My team could definitely use a player like him, especially on the power play. They obviously, we know they have big issues on the power play. It cost them that series against Tampa.
You think Lou would make a move for Liney? It's a yes. All right, so Saturday night, you got to get in on the Charlo doubleheader. I think it's just going to be incredible. Everybody knows what's going on, right? I've gone through this 1,000 times because it's so crucial for you to get in on it and watch these amazing fights. Six fights, five title fights. The Charlo brothers are fighting. You got the super welterweight champ, Jermell Charlo, taking on Hasan Rosario to unify the 154-pound belts. And then later, you get Jermall taking on Sergey Deryanchenko. Obviously, a very violent fight there for the middleweight championship. WBC belt is at stake. The first pay-per-view starts at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. After the first three-fight card, there's a 30-minute intermission. Then they start the second three-fight card. The nightcap is the Jermell Rosario fight. The first fight of the night is the fight against Deryanchenko. So there you go. Then there's 118-122-pound divisions. You got two world champs, Figueroa, Casimiro, both fighting. Figueroa against Vasquez for the WBA super bantamweight title, and then Casimiro against Duke Micah for the WBO bantamweight title. Luis Neri's fighting. He is a freak. You got to watch this guy fight. And then there's a top five rated Daniel Roman taking on Juan Payano, moving up to 122 pounds in a WBC super bantamweight world title eliminator. So six fights, five title fights, starts at 7 East. 4 West, Showtime app, showtime.com, or call your cable operator, order the fights. $74.99 for the two cards, six fights, five title fights. Charlo doubleheader from Mohegan Sun in Connecticut this Saturday night, the 26th. I don't know if you're seeing this, but Fitzmagic is showing up for the post-game interview, and he is just absolutely pimping out. He's got, like, on a tiki bar shirt, wide open, completely just decked out, like Burt Reynolds' hairy chest, I mean, he is rocking the hairy chest and the hairy beard. Meanwhile, the guy is smarter than everybody, went to Harvard, and he's just completely pimping out Don Johnson style with the Burt Reynolds look. I mean, he has got it going on. He's Grizzly Adams. Are you seeing this look he's sporting, Garber High? I mean, look at that shirt. That
I turned it off, so I'm trying to find a picture of it now or get it back on so that I can see it. Is it better or worse than a couple years ago with Tampa when he came out with the tracksuit and all the – is it better or worse than that?
Oh, the tracksuit was just classic dodgeball stuff, and then this is more Miami Vice. He is just completely pimping. It's got like a blue – a purple blue shirt on, like tiki bar looking shirt with a, they look like squid or whatever. They look like giant, what are they called? I can't think of the fruit. What's it called? Squash. He's got a bunch of squashes on his shirt.
That's a great shirt. That is a tremendous shirt.
You're seeing it now?
I just saw it. Yes. That's outstanding. I mean,
that's rock star status right there, that shirt. I mean, the fact that he pulled that out is going to get massive reviews. You can just feel it coming, right? It's going to be a fashion statement for sure. He had two touchdowns tonight and a rushing touchdown. He was unbelievable. And I guess the beard beat the mustache. That's the bottom line, Carver High, is that the beard beat the mustache. So I can't do anything with my goatee. You got to have a full NHL Stanley Cup beard. And look, he's wearing the Dolphin sweatpants, so he's just absolutely pimping it. And now he's talking about his open button shirt with his hairy chest. I mean, your boy needs the man groover, harsh. He is like a forest. I mean, imagine the if they brought the man groover, he literally needs a wood chipper to get that off. He's got so much body hair, it's just unbelievable. A guy man groom. I get it done. Here's people writing in, fear the beard. There's people writing in to Fitzmagic. I mean, what's great about Fitzmagic is he's getting just absolutely famous over this stuff. Like he never mattered as a quarterback. He's just always been a good, you know, teammate kind of quarterback. No one ever said he was great, but he's solid, right? He's like a really solid pro. But the fact that he comes out pimping the Don Johnson look with that beard like an NHL, he looks like, I mean, look at him on the sideline, partying, high-fiving, crazy eyes. He's got a crazy beard. Meanwhile, he went to Harvard. He hasn't shaved his beard in 5 years. He looks like, you know, your boy Jumbotron. And and who's the other one? Burns, when they had those rock star ZZ Top beards. Your boy Fitzmagic's got the ZZ Top going. And then he's got the hairy chest, the Burt Reynolds in full regalia. He is just completely kicking it in. He's got it all going. And then
it's
he scratched.
It's a really strong effort. It's a strong effort.
Did you
effort
see him scratching
him?
It? He's like, I love it. He was there just going, I love it. He's moving his fingers through it. He was like, what's up? He had the whole thing going. He's like, I just love it. And he's just, people are like, man groomer. And he won't even listen to him. He won't even listen to him because I got to go through that once a week. I got to go through the man groomer once a week. I mean, I'm just, it's like a deforestation of Pharrell, but I can't tell you, I'm not a fan of like giant sweater. Your boy Haro's got it going too. I saw him doing some kind of show with Steiner, the memorabilia guy the other day. And, he had a suit on and everything, but we had him in my studio one night. We had him like naked in the studio at Howard Stern, and he makes Fitzmagic look like he's got no hair. Meanwhile, Fitzmagic is just covered like Grizzly Adams, but Haro's got a full, like, I mean, like you'd think he was at a knitting convention. He's got so much action. He could knit a scarf. Like from head to toe scarf. Do you remember your boy in the NBA? Who was the guy? There was a guy, I forget who it is. Maybe it's Ibaka. Is it Ibaka, the guy that does the scarves from head to toe? Or I think it is Serge Ibaka. He rocks like scarves from his head to his toe, like that go all the way to the ground. That's your boy Haro's body hair. He could go full head to toe. He's got like, you know.
What an image.
He's got it all going.
That's all. You know, when he comes on next week, that's all I'm going to think about now when I see him on Coast to Coast, is that he's basically, you know, what he's got working underneath that suit is just
hair. He's literally like a grizzly bear.
Wow.
I mean, he is. When he rolls in, like, he sat and did a show with us one night topless. It was the funniest thing you ever saw in your life. And we filmed the whole thing, and he was just, I mean, I'm talking about like a, literally like a grizzly bear, like the ones in the water yanking salmon out with, like, they haven't had a haircut ever their whole life. They just are, and no one's getting near them to give them a haircut either. We're not talking about zoo bears. I'm talking about wilderness, full on. You ain't going no near, you know, some Bigfoot bear and giving them a haircut. That's what Haro's got going. Not that that's bad or anything. I was talking to Chad Dukes today on his podcast that's going to drop on Monday in D.C. Everywhere. And I talked about, the lack of hair that I have left in my life. How many years left do I have? Because it's bad enough now. I'm like as short as I'm like, I could have been in the movie Midway. My hair is so short. The attack on Pearl Harbor in Midway, right? I was literally like, because I get it completely clean, son. I keep it zipped up. And it's because I have no hair anymore. I used to have long hair. Those days are long gone. And it is just an awful predicament. Soon enough, I said to Dukes, I won't have any. And I said, then I'm going to shave it all and get a tattoo on my skull that scares people and children. I think it's important. That I, you know, as I regress and I get older and I get uglier, I have to transform myself to shock and awe. I can't just go bald. You know what I mean? Lose it all, Carver High. Because, you know, I noticed, like, well, in the pandemic, you never cut your hair. You had it pimping. You had it rocking out like disco 70s. You had hair sticking up everywhere.
Yeah, my hair grows fast. I have very fast growing hair. I like to cut it a little bit more often now just because I got that little bit of gray cooking on the sides right there. So if I can cut that down, you know, get that on a half on the sides, it gives me a couple weeks before the gray comes back in. So that's what I try to do. But
so you don't do the hair dye, you don't do the, like, just for men to keep the beard or whatever, say, you know, none of that.
No, I'm not getting involved in that. Whatever happens, happens. That's it. That's just the way it is.
Natural.
Right, that's it. That's the way it goes.
I used to do that when I was on TV when I was younger. Keep it colored. God, it was such a pain in the ass going to that place and having them do your hair. Oh, my God. It's like going like a chick to the salon. You got to sit there for 3 hours. And they put all that goop in your hair and you got to sit there for like an hour with it. And then they wash it out and then it's done and you leave and you look like a briefcase. It's so black. And then I said, I don't need this anymore in my life. I'm just going to go raw dog. And then you notice how quickly you're old when you get the gray in your goatee or your beard. Or if you grow a beard, you get a lot of action going, Carver High.
Yeah, but it takes me a while to grow that. You know, I went, what was it, you know, month and a half, 2 months there, and it took that long to get that. My beard does not grow very fast, but it gets very gray in the chin area, which is another reason why I can't really keep that going too long.
Do you like to have a beard going in the or winter and not shave when it's 10 degrees?
No, I never really plan it around things like that. If my beard grows, it's just pure laziness. That's all that it comes down to. That's it. I mean, it's just I just haven't had the time to do it. That's what it comes down to.
You just don't have time to be shaving and such.
No. And the Marlins now, Scotty, who were up 4-0, they still are up 4-0. But it's the bottom of the eighth, and the Braves have the bases loaded with no outs in a 4-0 game.
I see that.
Could be trouble for the Marlins. And in the top of the ninth, the Cardinals have a 4-1 lead on the Brewers, but the Brewers have a couple guys on base.
I see that.
So some late inning drama in this NL playoff race, possibly here. We'll see what the Marlins and
I actually have this broadcast.
You might need to go to that game now.
Like, can you imagine? I have it on, so now the problem is I gotta mute it a little bit.
Yeah, we can't have that. We can't have that.
All right, so I did it, and shut your face. Here we go. It's 4-1, runners on first and second, and one out. I think there's one out. Miller Beer pitching for the Cardinal. And I can't wait for the baseball playoffs. I got to tell you, because the regular season's like fentanyl, if you ask me.
Well, and this is going to be the fun part about diving in with all these three game series next week, because there's four in each on each league, so there's going to be eight games. I know that next Wednesday, you've got eight playoff games in baseball. That's going to be wild.
Do you think that like the weekend will be chaos, and that we're going to be shocked at what eventually happens, because all these teams have a shot, and you know there's going to be a couple, like three of them are going to choke, and the other ones are going to get in. It's going to be crazy this weekend. It's the only weekend that matters in the 2 months of the baseball season.
I think it's going to be crazy, the bottom of that National League by the end of the weekend, yeah.
Oh, the Brewers just got a run. It's 4-2 now. We'll come back with Morency. All right, so Yelich is up. Runners on first and second. Two outs. 1-1. By the way, Yadi Molina, I think, went for his 2,000th hit tonight. So tomorrow we have Tampa and the Stars again, Miami and the Celtics again, and literally, I think, 18 baseball games. Morency's up next with Sports Rage. Gabe, do you think Tampa goes up 3-1 tomorrow night, and do the Heat eliminate the Celtics?
I like the Miami Heat more than I like the Lightning tomorrow. And listen, I've been killing the Stanley Cup finals. I'm 3-0. I was on Dallas, Tampa, and then Tampa again.
Me too.
You know, I'm having a tough time with this one. You know Dallas is going to bring it. I think Dallas to score the first goal could be worth a look. But I get the feeling, look, they're going back-to-back too. Isn't that crazy? After all this, they're playing Friday and Saturday. So, I don't know. I think Tampa can taste it right now, Scotty. I think they see the end of the line here. Imagine the big party leaving the hub with the Stanley Cup. It would be epic. They win Friday. They win Saturday. So I'm leaning with the Lightning, even though I know Dallas going to bring it early. But I really do like the Miami Heat. And I was just thinking about it, about how I don't think the Celtics character, I think they're rattled. You know, they're down 3-1 right now. We saw Marcus Smart flipped out. It was actually a week ago Friday, I believe it was, that he snapped, or right. Thursday, whatever. It's about a week ago. So I don't know if they have another snap in them, Scotty. I think they see it's the end of the line. I think Miami's that hungry as well, man. I think the Miami Heat close it out. We're getting 3.5 points, too.
And what do you think of I had the Lakers tonight and six I pushed. But do you think they're done, the Nuggets, now? They looked really wiped after that game.
Yeah, you know, the difference tonight was Jokic. He just wasn't – he was average. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to be great, and he was average. Jamal Murray did his thing. I think they've got another win left in them, Scotty. I think they got one left in them. They'll make it 3-2. People will talk about, oh, can it come back again? And then they'll lose in six. That's my feeling.
All right, brother. Have a great show. Sports Rage is next. I'll see you tomorrow on Pharrell Coast to Coast at 4 p.m. East. Great job, Carver Hockenheim.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.